ponies are helping to improve people's mental health and well-being through the Hills, Fleurieu and Murraylands regions. Equine-assisted Psychotherapy Australia has picked up a couple of grants from the government to expand, one in the Murray-Mallee and one to help veterans and their families in Strathalbyn. Joining me to discuss is clinical psychologist Diana Gibbs Ludbrook and Strath RSL sub-branch president Kate Goodall. Welcome, Diana and Kate.
Thank you.
Kate, what inspired you to apply for a grant for your RSL branch in Strathalbyn?
I think, Jenny, we are trying hard to make the RSL relevant in the modern day, and what people see as an old boys network is something we need to change. So in enhancing some of the grandparent age type veterans that we have in our sub-branch, we were looking to try and do something that helped them communicate better with their grandchildren, perhaps children in the area. It seems to be a part of this state where we have people in isolated communities. And when we started hunting veterans around, they said, oh, yes, my grandchildren come, but we never know what to do, dear. And it would be nice to do something that's not go to the football. And some of those things have evolved into what else could we reasonably do. And because I met Diana some time ago and have been introduced to the EPA program, thought, man, wouldn't that be interesting? I wonder if that's something we could do with, you know, the families of veterans, to engage them in a fun activity, connect them a bit better with each other and enjoy doing something different.
So, Diana, tell us more about equine-assisted psychotherapy.
Well, the programs that I run are based on well-being and pleasure and developing connection with each other, but also the pony or the horse. So we run a variety of programs. Some of them are one-on-one, where we monitor and support the person to develop skills, confidence, mastery, connection, and really try to make sure they're having a really lovely time. And then we run group programs where we have all sorts of people come together. Sometimes it's single-parent families that have experienced stress in the family environment, and they're wanting to connect in a safe environment and relax and share an experience. Sometimes it's people who have mental health challenges who just want the pleasure of relaxing with a pony and developing that connection that is really so different.
Yeah, right. Kate, what do you think will help veterans with this? I imagine there's a lot of issues. Not all veterans have PTSD, but I bet just having something a bit different to do, like having a wonderful animal to spend some time with, makes a bit of a difference for those lives.
I think having a focus, you go to something that might be fun, no therapy involved, just come for the day, we want you to have fun today. Please bring your grandchildren if that suits. But the focus isn't necessarily on them. Yes, we're keen to engage them in a process that, you know, says, you know, life's still fun, life's still worth living, come and have a go, come and play with what we've got, let's have a look at how can we engage. But I think, you know, bring your children along and do something that they may not have done before, so that the focus is actually on, my goodness, this horse does that, or that horse does this. Mum, this horse likes me. You know, I think there's a whole lot of stuff around how do we engage them to have fun, to just thoroughly enjoy a day doing something potentially completely different, but have a wonderful time doing it.
And on a psychological level, Diana, what do you reckon about that? Do ponies bring something out in people? Does it make them calmer?
It's really interesting. Because we're trying to run a wellbeing program and not a therapeutic program, we're able to really enjoy and relax and take a breath and just enjoy the rural experience, because we're out in the country when we do this, obviously. And that just that fresh air and doing a physical activity with an animal, with your parent or your grandparent, is just such a pleasure. And the level of mastery that they achieve in just one session gives them so much confidence. So I guess the psychological aspect of it is to really enhance well-being and really enhance your self-belief and your connection, and have something to talk about when you go home.
Take something nice away with you, talk about it afterwards and tell your friends.
Have you seen much of a transformation in some people?
Well, yes, we have. We have been privileged to be working with some families over four or five sessions, and we have seen incredible changes in kids' attitude towards communication. So one of the challenges these days, obviously, is technology and that dependence. And then finding that, oh, I can actually be interested in doing, having a physical experience outside with grandpa or mum or dad and my sister, and it's fantastic, is a bit of a revelation to some of these children.
So you've got grants for the Strathalbyn RSL and to expand your services in the Murray Mallee. Does that mean it's a subsidised thing for people wanting to take part? How does it work?
The Strathalbyn grant, which is separate to the grant that DIRA has to run the program, is actually about targeting specifically veteran families in the area. We're not going to charge people to attend. In country centres, some of that, the cost of getting anywhere can be a challenge. I mean, we're in Strathalbyn, but driving from Malang to Strath, you need the money for petrol.
Mm.
And one of the reasons people don't play football is you need money for football. So this is we're keen to have an opportunity to say, if you can come, this is what we're keen to do and it won't cost you anything. So come and have a good day.
Oh, great.
Yes.
So they should get in touch with you, Kate, at the RSL sub-branch?
Yes, that would be great.
Yeah, excellent. And then what about your other programs, Diana?
The other program is a pony partnership program that's been funded by the Federal Department of Health. And that's been running since January this year, actually since December last year. And we've had 77 people through that program. And that's very much focused on social isolation and connection, so well-being through driving, social inclusion through an activity. And that's the activity that was supported by the Federal Department of Health. It's been really successful. It runs primarily in Murray Bridge at the Murray Bridge Riding Club. And that's in conjunction with Murray Mallee General Practice Network. So that was a joint submission that was successful, and they're running the program, and I'm contracted to deliver it.
Oh, excellent. So people can get in touch with them?
It might be easy for them to either ring the Murray Mallee General Practice Network on Adelaide Road, or if they want to, they can send me a message through eapa.clinic. So that's eapa.clinic. And I'll respond to that message.
Fabulous. Well, really interesting to hear about how ponies can help people with their well-being. Really lovely to have you both on the program. Thanks so much for your time, Kate and Diana.
Thank you.